All right, the time is 4 p.m., well, 4:02 to be exact, and this is KD&K Carbondale Community Access Radio, Glenwood Springs, Carbondale, the Roaring Fork Valley, and beyond. And welcome to Express Yourself. Every month, the KD&K staff gets to take over the reins of this lovely show, usually hosted by Amy Kimberly and Brian Colley of Carbondale Arts. And we've got a nice little show for you this afternoon. Later in the show, we're going to have an interview with Sam Grisman, as well as give away some tickets to his show at the Wheeler Opera House tonight in Aspen. We will also be joined by Heather Balog Rochefort of Wildkind, who's going to be hosting the Girl Winter ski film showing at the Crystal Theater. That's next Thursday. But first, live in the studio, I have a few guests joining me. I've got Chris Harrison, who's the executive director of Rock and Roll Academy. I've also got one of the Academy students, Dylan Duba, who's going to do a live song for us. And I've got AZEP intern Jim Badgett in the studio. So how is everybody doing on this afternoon?
Good.
We're doing really good. Thanks, Tracy.
All right. Well, welcome into the KD&K studio. If it's your first time, I know some of you have been here before. Others, it is the first time in here. But we've got everybody in here because AZEP and Rock and Roll Academy are going to be doing a collaboration at Steve's Guitars here in Carbondale every second Tuesday of the month. And upcoming this Tuesday, January 13th, is going to be the first show. There's going to be a couple bands. The Half Cabs are going to be playing, and Unrestricted is going to be jamming out as well. And Dylan is one of the members of Unrestricted. He's going to have a solo performance to open up the night as well. Dylan, how long have you been playing the guitar for?
I've been playing for like since I was like 6 years old, and I'm almost 13, so like 7 years almost.
And did you start just playing the guitar? Did you play anything before you picked up the six string?
No, I played the ukulele before I played the guitar.
All right, and we got Jim Badgett in the house too. That's right. Jim, are you at Roaring Fork High School?
Yeah, that would be correct. I am at Roaring Fork, and I'm a junior right now, 11th grade. They say it's the hardest. I don't know about that. I've put school kind of on the sideline for a little bit here, just focusing on giving a lot of youth bands the opportunity to get a little bit out of their shell, explore outside of their comfort zone, get out, especially in, the frankly legendary space, Steve's Guitars. We could not be luckier or more grateful to be using that space. Very stoked to be working with Rock and Roll Academy as well. That's been very useful, and for us, it's difficult to actually find bands to play initially, and Chris here was generous enough to offer up a few just to get us started. He's helping us out with gear. Overall, it's been quite the fruitful collaboration so far. Really excited to hear what Dylan and the other two bands, who some of them I'm in school with, have to play.
Now, Dylan, where do you go to school?
I go to Aspen Community School.
All right, and do you have a lot of fellow musicians that also attend that school?
I have some of which are actually in Rock and Roll Academy, some of my very close friends.
All right. Dylan, we're going to have you jump into a acoustic guitar jam here. Are you going to be singing as well, or are you just going to be playing guitar?
Yeah, I'll sing as well.
Oh, lovely, lovely. All right. Well, I think Dylan's got at least one song lined up for us. We might talk him into playing a second one if we've got time. But why don't you go right on ahead and do your thing, and we will... We'll be back with you listeners in just a little bit, all right? All right.
All right. Leaves start falling when the cold wind blows, and soon get covered by the winter snow. Birds start singing when the spring rolls around. Flowers blooming through the thawing ground. Love somebody and the love grows cold. The sun starts shining when you let it all go. There's a certain kind of hurting only time can heal. And that's a pretty good picture of the way I feel. I'm a little bit hurt, but a lot more free. I ain't saying that you never took a toll on me. And for what it's worth, I can finally see that I'm a little bit hurt, but a lot more free. Yeah, I'm a little bit hurt, but a lot more free. I can see so far. Rivers running like deep, deep scars. Carrying the lifeblood through my veins. Is it crazy that I'm grateful for all the pain? Cause I'm a little bit hurt, but a lot more free. I ain't saying that you never took a toll on me. For what it's worth, I can finally see that I'm a little bit hurt, but a lot more free. Yeah, I'm a little bit hurt, but a lot more free.
Thanks for playing that, Dylan. What was the name of that song?
That was A Lot More Free by Max McNown.
Max McNown. And what made you want to pick that song today?
I don't know. It's one of the songs that I'm going to be doing on Tuesday at Steve's. And I don't know. I just like that. Max, he's a great artist, and that's one of my favorite songs. And I don't know. I thought it would be the right pick for this.
What's a song that you don't know yet how to play on guitar that you would like to learn?
Ooh, probably, I don't know, maybe Ordinary by Alex Warren.
Okay, and you got a nice snazzy guitar there. Why don't you tell us some more info about that absolute unit you've got in your hands there.
Yeah, this is a D'Angelico that we got from one of our friends. It's pretty nice guitar, and it was not used that much when we got it from him.
Yeah, the tonality on that is amazing.
Yeah.
It sounds really clear.
I also have this like box on the back that gives reverb.
Oh, you've got a little extra toy hooked onto the back there. What does that do?
So you can like adjust it to your style, but it like has like reverb, delay, and chorus, and you can like change up how you want that to sound.
Oh, that is a sweet guitar. I see some opal inlays there, and if I was a guitar player myself, I know I'd be jealous of what you're holding there. So
I am.
Yeah. So you are in the band Unrestricted, is that right?
Yeah.
Who else is in that band? How many people are part of your group?
Like with me included?
Yes. Tell me more about the members of your band. How about that?
We have five members, and I guess, okay, yeah. We have two lead guitarists, one who also doubles as a bassist, and their names are Jake and Dove. Dove is the one who doubles as a bassist. And then we have Isaac, who's on piano, Isaiah, who does the drums, and he's really good at it. All of us are pretty good in our songs. And then we have me. Yeah.
Are you guys just an acoustic band? Do you play electric guitars as well?
We're a rock band, so we have like electric guitars and all that good stuff.
Sweet.
All right. Well, Dylan, how do you feel about playing one more song before you get on out of here and go about your weekend?
Yeah, sure. I could do another one.
Got it in you? All right. Love it.
Capo 3. Yeah. All right. This one will be Where the Streets Have No Name. So, yeah. All right. I wanna run. I want to hide. I wanna tear down the walls that hold me inside. I wanna reach out and touch the flame where the streets have no name. I wanna feel sunlight on my face. I see the dust cloud disappear without a trace. I wanna take shelter from the poison rain where the streets have no name. Ooh, where the streets have no name. Where the streets have no name. Still building, then burning down love. Burning down love. And when I go there, I go there with you. That's all I can do. The city's a flood, and our love turns to rust. We'll be in and blown by the wind. Trampled in dust. I'll show you a place high on a desert plain where the streets have no name. Where the streets have no name. Where the streets have no name. We're still building then burning down love. Burning down love. And when I go there, I go there with you. It's all I can do.
All right. Thanks so much, Dylan. Great of you to come in and do a couple songs. We really appreciate it. You can catch Dylan and his band Unrestricted at Steve's Guitars on Tuesday the 13th next week, and Aziep will be doing a show at Steve's every second Tuesday of the month for hopefully the entirety of 2026.
That's
so
right.
Thanks for coming in, Dylan. Jim, thanks as well for laying out what you are doing to help out with these nights. And thanks a bunch to Chris Harrison as well, Executive Director of Rock and Roll Academy, for swinging by and facilitating all this. We really appreciate you all. And come back and visit us in the studio anytime, all right?
Thank you.
Thanks, Tracy. Yeah, we're very excited for the show on Tuesday and to be working with the Andy Zanka Youth Empowerment Foundation. It's a really wonderful collaboration for both of us to give more kids great opportunities to be on stage, to be seen, and to be heard. So we'd love for you to come out. And I'd just like to plug real quick that we also have our big Rock and Roll Academy concert, the Winter Rock Concert at Tacaw. It's on Friday, January 30th. It's free and open to the public, and it will be from 6 till about 9 p.m. And then you'll also see Unrestricted and the Half Cabs again, as well as six other student bands that have been enrolled in the Academy this fall. It's been a really big class this fall, and I'm super excited for the concert. It's going to be really fantastic.
Yeah, it's going to be awesome.
All right. Well, thanks again one more time for you guys for coming in.
Thank you, Tracy.
We're going to have Heather Balog-Rochefort from Wildkind in just a few moments. So don't go anywhere, Katie and Kay.
I'm not coming down. It's people like you who try to keep bluebirds on the ground.
That was Up Here by the Velveteers, one of my favorite bands from their album A Million Knives that just came out, it's about a year ago. I'm still in 2025 mode, but it is 2026, and thanks one more time to Chris and Dylan and Jim for coming in. Our next guest on Express Yourself is a multi-talented lady, journalist, author, part-time TV personality. She's had her work appear in The Washington Post, The Wall Street Journal, Outside Magazine, Gear Junkie, 5280, and has a few books as well. So let's welcome Heather Balog Rochefort. Am I pronouncing your names right there, Heather?
You got it. You got all three of them even. That's impressive.
All right. And yeah, Heather is the co-founder of Wildkind and alongside Brooke Murray. And she is also hosting the Girl Winter ski film showing that's going to be at the Crystal Theater next Thursday, the 15th at 7 p.m. And I know that that sold out recently, didn't it?
It did. It sold out, gosh, yesterday or the day before. But
well congratulations on a successful sellout there. We always like to see a full Crystal Theater. And let's see, there's going to be, I think I read, 6 movies playing at least. Mimic, Trails Still Blazing, Queen of the Catskills. Is that, do I have the right list there?
I think so. You know, I saw it when it originally showed at Takah back in, gosh, what was it, November maybe? So it's been a little bit, I will admit, but I think there's 6. I think it's 3 before intermission and 3 afterwards.
All right. Well, yeah, if somehow you listeners out there have access to a ticket, that would be a fun thing to show up for. We love everything the Crystal Theater Alliance has been doing since taking over the spot from Bob and Kathy Ezra last year. Loving the Christmas movies, the scary Halloween movies, the early release Wednesday cartoon and kids movies. Just big thanks to Will and Kata. We thought Will might swing back, swing through here, but it's just going to be Heather and I in the studio. And let's talk a little bit more about Wildkind. You founded that in 2020, correct?
2020, such a good time to found any business, right?
Well, I mean, at least it was something that involves the outdoors, you know, and not something that requires people to be inside in close quarters, I suppose. Although I suppose maybe a tent in the wilderness might be considered close quarters, but
yeah, it was a little weird. It I think it was around May or June, so I mean, it was right in the thick of the weirdness then. So we've had a lot of pivots since then, but it's been a good ride so far. It's been a lot of fun.
Well, I'm a big fan of that sort of thing. What Wildkind is a community that focuses on families with young children, and probably like I'd say what, like 6 and under, getting the young kids outside or getting yourself outside when you have the younger ones tagging along with you, whether you're carrying them or they are getting on their first pair of skis, their first snowboard, setting up their first tent.
Yeah, it started as it's a community of outdoor moms. Our daughter's 8 years old now. And when she was born, I very quickly realized that my life had changed in so many different ways. And so that's why Brooke and I founded it. And the first few years were very focused on family-oriented events, and we still do a lot of outdoor mom stuff. But it's also grown since then to become a broader community of outdoor women, whatever stage of life they may be in. And that's kind of, I mean, part of that is acknowledging how Brooke and I have grown as well, too. You know, my daughter's 8 now, so I'm not carrying her on my back anymore. She doesn't need me quite as much as she did 5 years ago. So I'm at a phase where I'm able to go hang out with my girlfriends on my own, too. But I've worked in the outdoor industry for a really long time, and I do still think there is the need for supportive groups for outdoor women. And that's kind of the void we hope to fill.
Well, as the child of some outdoor parents, I can personally attest to how nice it is to be an adult who learned how to ski before, who doesn't remember learning how to ski, because it's much nicer to just have that skill innately ingrained into my bones, thanks to my parents who put me out on the mountain when I was probably 3 or 4 on my first pair of skis. And I know I've got pictures of my mom backpacking with me when I'm not even a year old, and the goggles that are around my head, my face, are larger than my entire head probably. And so I think that's a really great thing that y'all are doing to coordinate that and not just do it for yourself, you know, get some other moms into a group and bounce ideas off of each other, mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what's been another like really rewarding experience for that, as far as showing other parents what they can do to help out with get their kids out more and make it easier, decrease the tears, let's say that much.
I mean, I don't know if anything's going to decrease the tears, but we do a big event every year for International Women's Day, and that started about 5 years ago at Bluebird Backcountry, if you remember that when it was open. But I think our first year was my most memorable because we had about 25 women show up. Half were moms, half weren't, but we had quite a few new moms that were just really excited to get out of the house and have a little break, quite frankly. But a few of them were still nursing. One of them had like a breast pump with her, and we took them out onto the skin track and took her up a mountain for the first time. And she was, she had to pull out her pump at the top of the ridge and deal with the milk situation. But she had a group with her that was like-minded, and nobody thought it was weird, and we all understood what she was doing. And I still look back at that. It's been 5 years since that day, and I still think of it often because that is exactly what we were hoping to accomplish, that your life doesn't end after you have kids or before you have kids. It changes, but you can still do everything. You just have to kind of look at it through a different perspective.
Let's see what. So let's touch back on the Girl Winter Film Tour. This is the second year of this femme-forward, gender non-conforming film. I don't want to say festival, but a showing. And I read that their main goal is to shift the narrative of ski and snowboard films to include some new voices. And I don't know if you're directly involved with okay. I will still ask you a question. I was reading on their website that they got the name Girl Winter from the term girl dinner. And I'm going to put you on the spot and ask what your favorite version of Girl Dinner is, Heather.
It's funny you say that because, no, I'm not directly involved with Girl Winter, but I did see their tour, like I said, in Takah. And Sierra, when she opened that one, she addressed the Girl Winter, Girl Dinner thing. But for anyone who doesn't know, Girl Dinner is like a snacky dinner. You just have a little bit of whatever you feel like. And I have a husband who travels for work a lot. And when he is gone, my daughter and I tend to do girl dinners. And without fail, we have a little bit of turkey because she's got to get her protein. She's a grown girl. We have the fruit. She likes cut up apples. I like raspberries and blueberries. She really likes cucumbers and carrots, where I'm a broccoli and cauliflower kind of gal. Some crackers, some goat cheese. It's perfect. You've got to set it up on a nice little cutting board so it looks pretty. I mean, it's really the best dinner there is. You get something from everything, and it all tastes so good.
I'm personally a big fan of pocket bacon on the chairlift. That's my version of girl dinner.
Okay, I fully subscribe to a pocket burrito. I don't know if you've done that one, but that's a favorite.
All right. Yes, we're talking to Heather Balog Rochefort of Wild Kind here on Express Yourself on KD&K. Heather is presenting the Girl Winter Film Tour, this specific stop at the Crystal Theater on Tuesday next week. That's at 7 p.m. I believe the doors open at 6:30. If anybody is out there with a ticket and wants to get there a little bit early and schmooze, let's see, what else would you like to say about Wild Kind or your experience here in the Roaring Fork Valley? You say you're a Denver native. What brought you, how did you find out about the Roaring Fork Valley, and what brought you to this magical place that we all love?
Yeah, I'm one of those. I'm a transplant, but just from Denver. I was born and raised down that way in the 80s. So I grew up coming up here a lot as a kid, but it's hard with work and whatnot, and my husband and I never thought we'd actually be able to leave Denver permanently just due to jobs. So when we finally were able to, I mean, honestly, this side of the state is stunning in general, and I personally think Carbondale's got it all. You have access to I-70 should you want to leave. You're really close to the desert for mud season, which we've discovered is just one of the best parts. But I think Carbondale itself, like, you have all these amazing biking trails and hiking trails and just all of this access to unbelievable terrain and trail systems. But it's not as, I mean, you know about it, but people don't know about it the way they do Aspen or Glenwood Springs. So it's still kind of this, idyllic little pocket tucked between the well-known areas, and I think that's what makes it really, really special.
Well, I know we were definitely hiding away in the shadows before. There was my biggest memory of Carbondale really blowing up was the Outside Magazine
yep.
Article of something like best something around
best outdoor towns.
Yeah, probably about 25 years ago yep. now, and that definitely. Part of me was like, no, don't tell anybody. And
oh,
then, and then part of me was like, no, that's, you know, it's always good to have new folks come in here, wherever they come from, whether it's Denver or, you know, my mom came from Texas. So, no bad feelings here for the Texans and Californians. I know they get a lot of flack, but, we love everybody here in Carbondale. Yeah. And, this is just such a great place to be, and we're really lucky to have a place like the Crystal Theater, especially. It might now be the only movie theater in the entire area. I heard that Movieland is not going to be happening anymore. So, and I don't know how long the Glenwood Mall has not had a movie theater. But Movieland, that news surprised me. So I hope that'll be a good thing for the Crystal Theater. We don't ever want the Crystal to go anywhere. And we want them to keep showing as many different varieties of films, whether they're Hollywood blockbusters or even, you know, indie things made by locals and everything in between. More ski movies, the better, too, in my opinion.
Honestly, that was one of the big appeals, is I love the Crystal, too, and getting to host an event there. I think it's such an incredible local resource. And selfishly, I love the early release Wednesday kids movies they've been doing, because our daughter just thinks that's the best thing ever, and I get a few more hours of work. So everything about them I think we should support.
All right. Well, one last time, we've been speaking with Heather Balog Rochefort of Wildkind. And if you're lucky enough to have got a ticket to the Crystal, you can chat with her more there on Tuesday at 7 p.m. And thank you so much, Heather, for coming in.
Thank you.
We're going to play a song by the Sam Grisman Project before we get into an interview with Sam. So, yes, this is Express Yourself on KD&K, and thank you everybody for tuning in this afternoon.
I went to see the gypsy, staying in the big hotel. Well, he smiled when he saw me coming. He said, well, well, well. The room was dark and crowded. The lights were low and dim. How are you? He said to me, and I said it back to him. Down to the lobby to make a small call out. A pretty dancing girl was there. She began to shout, go on back to see the gypsy. He can't move you from the rear. He can't drive you from your fear. He can't bring you through the mirror. Well, he did it in Las Vegas, and he can do it here. Outside the lights was shining on a river of tears. I watched him from the distance with the music in my ears. See the gypsy, and it was nearly early dawn. The gypsy door was open wide, but the gypsy was gone. And that pretty dancing girl, she could not be found. So I watched the sun come rising all alone. Minnesota town. From a little Minnesota town. Go on back to see the gypsy. You can't move you from the rear. You can't drive you from your fear. You can't bring you through the mirror. Well, he did it in Las Vegas, and he can do it here.
That tune called Went to See the Gypsy featuring Tim O'Brien from the Sam Grisman Project's brand new first studio album of the same name, self-titled, Sam Grisman Project. That one out in mid-December. And Sam is going to be playing tonight at the Wheeler Opera House. And if you've been listening today, you know that we are going to give a pair of tickets away to this show. So if you are listening and you would like to make it up to the Wheeler tonight to see the Sam Grisman Project, as soon as this interview starts, give us a call here, 970-963-2976, and you will be able to, my first caller will be the one who wins those tickets. So as soon as this interview with Sam Grisman starts, give us a call, 970-963-2976, two tickets to the Sam Grisman Project at the Wheeler Opera House this evening. I've got a special guest on the phone, none other than Sam Grisman from the Sam Grisman Project. Sam is a stand-up bass player and is going to be playing at the Wheeler Opera House tonight at 7. How are you doing today, Sam? Thanks for joining us.
Doing great. Thanks for having me, Tracy.
Now, this is definitely not your first rodeo in Colorado. I was looking back at your tour. Seems like you've been touring pretty much nonstop since the start of January. Is that, or January 2023, rather? So pretty much three straight years you've been on the road. Is that pretty accurate?
Yeah. At this point, we just stopped naming tours and we just hit the road and we come home to change out some clothes and to get our instruments checked out, occasionally get a little bit of rest, and then we head back out there to play more music.
Yeah, I saw you'd made at least five or six stops in Colorado for over and did, you know, over a dozen shows. And looking back, you played at quite a bit of different venues. The ones that really grabbed my attention were in summer of 2024, you did a four-stop tour in Colorado and played, among other places, Mishawaka and Chautauqua, which are both really, really cool venues in the state. Do you have any specific memories on those two shows?
Yeah, I mean, those are two venues that I kind of grew up hearing about and going to. My father, David Grisman, is a mandolin player and one of my favorite acousticians. I seem to have hit the jackpot with the whole being born to my particular set of parents thing. And I first came to Chautauqua, I think, for either a David Grisman quintet show, or maybe I even saw Retrograss play there, John Hartford and Mike Seeger. I kind of have a bunch of blurred memories from my childhood of being on the road with my pop. And Mishawaka is another place I definitely remember going to a quintet show there. It's right on the river there. When we were there in the summer of 2024, we came with our hero, Peter Rowan. And that show at Chautauqua was quite memorable. Just a beautiful space in Boulder, and just kind of one of those rooms that leaves an imprint in your mind. And so is the Wheeler. I'm really looking forward to being there I've just heard nothing but the best things, and was just playing some tunes with my hero, Tim O'Brien, the other day, getting ready to hit the road with him and my banjo player, Victor Furtado, who will be with me tonight to play some trio gigs. And we mentioned that we were coming to Aspen to the Wheeler, and he said, oh, boy, that'll be great. You know, any room that impresses the great Tim O'Brien, it's got to be a great room.
Yeah, and it is a very historic venue here in the Roaring Fork Valley. Everybody always seems to be very happy to play at the Wheeler. Another one I saw you play at that KD&K has some history with is the E-Town Studio in Boulder. I don't know if you know this, but KD&K was the first radio station to carry E-Town. And so we have a long-standing relationship with them, and always good to see artists that have played in that little venue as well. Did anything special about that show that sticks out?
Yeah, I've known Nick Forrester my whole life, and he's a hero of mine. And it's always good to get a little hanging in with Nick and Helen, and that space is so state of the art. I wish we had more time to stick around, and I think at some point it would be really nice to record there. They've got a really great little studio set up in the basement there, and it's also all wired so you can just make music on the stage, and they record it down there. But yeah, every time we play in Colorado, it's kind of a memorable experience for me. It's one of my favorite places to be, and the home of my favorite bluegrass festival, Rocky Grass.
I saw you'd played twice at Rocky Grass last year and 2024. That's in Lyons, Colorado, for anybody who's not familiar.
That's right. Right on the St. Vrain there.
All right. We're talking with Sam Grisman of the Sam Grisman Project, playing tonight at the Wheeler Opera House. Now, Sam, you're a stand-up bass player, and you usually have a cast of characters along with you for your shows. Anybody notable that's playing tonight alongside?
Yeah. We've got my dear friend, the great John Mylander, playing fiddle tonight. You might have seen him out on the road with Bruce Hornsby or with his own project, John Mylander's Forecast. Another dear friend of mine. We've known each other since we were teenagers. I think I mentioned Victor Furtado a little earlier. He's the greatest improvising clawhammer banjo player on planet Earth and one of my dearest friends and one of my favorite musical partners in crime. He'll be there with his inimitable banjo stylings. And my dear friend Max Flansburg is going to be playing guitar. He's from the Finger Lakes and always loves getting to Colorado, although I don't think I've ever brought him in the snow like this. He's usually looking for a place to go fishing, but this time we'll probably just pick tunes.
Well, fortunately for him, there's not much snow in the area right now. We're going through quite a bit of we're doing our snow dances over here. Let's just say that. So hopefully, when you play tonight, there will be some people in the audience doing some snow dances.
Okay. We haven't yet driven up from Denver. So I'm just kind of, I think Aspen and I think snow and, you know, certainly snowy and steamboat.
All right. Well, normally, yeah, you would be correct. It's a pretty rough year, but we're hoping it picks up a little bit. Talking to Sam Grisman, playing tonight at the Wheeler Opera House. Now your Sam Grisman Project, you just put out, your first studio album, not even a month ago. Tell us some more about that.
Yeah. We finally just put out our first full-length studio record. Seems like it's been a long time coming. We actually recorded it exactly a year ago, right before our show with Peter Rowan at the Ryman last year, which was on January 9th, so a year to today. And we got done recording on the 7th, I believe. So we had 3 days in the studio and then a day of rehearsing for our show at the Ryman. And yeah, I just wanted it to be kind of representative of who we are as a band. And so I picked a bunch of material to play through. It wasn't structured like a conventional recording session where we did, you know, 5 or 6 or 7 takes of every song. We kind of just played through everything. And if we wanted to play it again, we maybe did. We revisited some things and some things we only played once. And we probably got around to playing 50 or 60 tunes over the 3 days, and most of it was usable. But I just sort of sat down with it over the course of last year and did some listening and trying to program a cohesive album that sort of flows like a regular Sam Grisman Project show. And I'm pretty happy with the end result.
Well, I think the recording sounds great personally. And I read that you did that recording at Tractor Shed Studios. Do you have tell us more about Tractor Shed? I love that name personally. I hadn't wasn't immediately familiar with that studio when I saw your post there, but I'd love to know some more about that spot.
The Tractor Shed is it's in Goodlettsville, Tennessee. And it's run by a hero of mine, the great Mark Howard, who was a dear friend of John Hartford's and produced many of his last records. Also was a bandmate of John's. And it's at Mark's house in an outbuilding there. And my dear friend, Sean Sullivan, is the house engineer there. And Sean's worked with most of my friends who are acoustic musicians and most of my heroes as well. And we've been buddies for maybe about 15 years now. And he's just about the quickest, easiest to be around engineer I know. And he gets amazingly good sounds. And Mark's got some really nice microphones over there. So I just figured we would, do what we normally do, which is stand or sit in a room and make acoustic music together. This time we just had some really nice microphones in front of us.
I read on the Wheelers page that the crowd has been instructed to stay as silent as possible because of the microphone setup that will be on stage tonight. It's condenser mics and just pure acoustic audio goodness. And I really love that that ethos, and definitely any directive that crowds these days can get to stay quiet and not have conversations during the songs is positive as far as I'm concerned. So do you run into many issues with that, or is that usually a pretty smooth operation?
No, it's usually a pretty smooth operation. It's just about making sure everybody's on the same page so that we can all kind of participate in the same experience, because we can't truly do what we do best in a room full of people talking. And, you know, I'm sure the audience wants to hear music. It diminishes our musical experience and the audience experience to have several or sometimes dozens of unrelated conversations happening in a foreign language, which happens to be English, you know, when we're primarily trying to communicate in the language of music. It just sort of makes things confusing and frustrating for most people involved. So I feel like, that, you know, when we have the opportunity, I like to take a moment to invite the crowd to check out what it is that we're doing, which is just playing acoustic instruments into condenser microphones with no monitors on stage so that we can hear the immediacy of the notes coming out of our instruments. And we can kind of leave the 21st century behind for a couple hours together and forget that we have cell phones and, you know, forget that we have soccer practice to take our kids to or whatever it may be. And we can kind of all stay focused on this music that we all care about so much.
Oh, I love that, man. I really like that a lot. How long have you played the stand-up bass for, and did you start playing another instrument before you found your home with that one?
I've been playing the bass since I was about 4 years old. I always wanted to be a bass player. I can't remember a time when I didn't want to play the bass. And bass was actually my first word that I ever said in the English language.
Oh, well, I hope your parents weren't too sad about that.
No, I think my dad was awful proud. Allegedly, it happened at a restaurant in Lake Tahoe while we were on vacation. I was on vacation with my parents, and I was maybe 14 months old or something like that. And there was a bass solo that came on the Muzak, you know, on the PA in the restaurant. There was some sort of jazz record, and then there was time for a bass solo. And I just said bass.
Oh, that's so cool, man. We are chatting with Sam Grisman from the Sam Grisman Project. You can catch Sam and his cohorts this evening at 7 p.m. at the Wheeler Opera House. If you want to learn more about the Sam Grisman Project, the Instagram is at Sam Grisman Project, or you can go to samgrismanproject.net for his website, and that's G-R-I-S-M-A-N. Also, he's got him and the crew have a new album out, a studio album released just in the middle of December last year. Like we said earlier, recorded at Tractor Shed Studio. And you can catch that on any streaming service. But if you really want to support the artist, check out acousticdisc.com. That is where that is available for download. And tickets for tonight's show are at aspenshowtix.com. And that's T-I-X. I think that's about all we have time for today on Express Yourself for Sam. Is there anything you wanted to say before we go to the next guest here, Sam?
Thanks for having me, guys. I just would like to mention that I'm also going to have my dear friend Jesse Appleman playing the mandolin tonight. He's one of my favorite mandolinists on the planet. He's a Bay Area native. We sort of met each other through going to the Mandolin Symposium, which was a camp that my dad ran for many years. And my dear friend Todd Livingston will be playing the dobro. He's no stranger to Colorado either. So we're all just real excited to be here and grateful for the opportunity to make music that we love for y'all.
Well, thanks so much for joining us today. And one more time, the Sam Grisman Project tonight at the Wheeler Opera House at 7 p.m. Thanks so much for joining us today, Sam.
Thank you so much.
All right. That was Sam Grisman. We did not have a caller. So if you would still like to win a pair of tickets to the Sam Grisman Project tonight at the Wheeler Opera House, you have about 4.5 minutes to get a call in to 963-2976, and those two tickets can be yours. This has been Express Yourself, and I'm going to close out with another track from Sam, and the news is coming in next. So thanks, everybody, for tuning in.
Thought I heard a blackbird say, up on Bluebird Hill, call me whining boy if you will. Born where the sun don't shine, and I don't deny my name. Got no place to go, ain't that a shame? Thought I heard that Casey whistle, morning sweet and low. Thought I heard the Casey wench blow. Down where the sun don't shine, underneath the Kokomo, whining boy. got no place to go. So many roads I tell you, so many roads I know. All I want is one to take me home. Mountain high, river wide, so many roads to ride. So many roads, so many roads. Don't seem to hear me when I call.